a person of Tachonu Shesh Pesachona in his house before Shabbos. Rashid Merah Shabbos. So, Kivan B'Shoigu Gru, that we just put on, so let you see always the Shabbos, and it's the Muksa Nami Lekka. So, you're met this Lashkita Hoysa Ben Hashemoshah, the Filu B'Shabbos, and Shem Chilu B'Kuv Nefesh, Terech the Shabbos. But this person has a sick person in his house. So really, you allow a shech for that person even on Shabbos. So you will don't now you only shech it for yourself. So according to Rabbi Meir Shita, since you did the Avera B'Shage, you allowed eat from it. Aye, it's muksa. In this case, it wouldn't be muksa, because you had a chol in your house, so it's not muksa. If so, my time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda said it's also, to yosa, kagoyin shoyi lechaylo, vivri. The case must be that true, you had a sick person, but he got better. But now that he got better, you have no letter to do it on Shabbos. Therefore, Rashi says, Vivri, Hayyom B'Shabbos. Since Issa Muksa, like this doctor, no Issa Muksa. Because Ben Hashmoshos, there was a Chol in the house. So therefore, it's told on Machweke, Shabbut, and Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, B'Shegig, it's Mutatit. According to Rabbi Yehuda, B'Yosatit, because Hilchos Shegig. Since you did a Moloch of Shabbos, B'Shegig, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's also Bachilo. Somebody shechts for a sick person on Shabbos, also labori. It's also for a healthy person to eat from it. And it's only a sick person can eat from it. Him, it's pekuch nefesh, it's muta. But a healthy person not allowed to eat from it. That's the shechita. But hamavash lechel b'Shabbos. Let's say if you cook food for a sick person on Shabbos, then mutlabori, then even a healthy person not eat from it. The question is, my time, what's the difference? The answer is, high royal lochus. That if it's food, it wasn't muktzah at the beginning of Shabbos, it was edible. So even though you cooked it now, since you did it leheter, for a chola, even a healthy person could eat from it. But for high, ain't a royal lochus. But here, it's not edible. This food, the shechita, since before Shabbos, it was like muktzah, you couldn't eat from it. Say even though it's muta tikshech for a sick person, but for a bori it's also. Rashi says, my time, my boss, Rabbi Chozer, my bori, but Hashmosh is lochos chai, enkan is muksa, Shabbos nami enkan. By sheichet, that's food. But hai sheichet, Rashi says, lo hoye ben Hashmosh re lochos, viki is muksa, avagav viki Shabbos leka, that call upon him, there'll be an is muksa on it. That since Ben Hashmosh it wasn't edible, this live animal, therefore Muksa would be. His Rashi's leader, that the Gemara says, Kihar, at this time, is that Rav made that Tana be quiet, even though the Tana is going to call to Rabbi Meir, so Rav held the Pshat, even though according to Rabbi Meir, there's no Issa Shabbos after Malacha, but it's also as Muksa. So you see, by Shchit, it's also as Muksa, it goes like this Tana. That this Tana said, only if you cook something, then it's Mutta for Bori to eat it. But if you make a Shchita, even though you're shechting for a chayla, still it's also for baritit, because it remained muksa. He said, Rav, that asked the question of that time, holds like this man, the yam here. Yeah. And the man says, Omer, Papa says, though, Pomim sometimes, shashaychet muta. Sometimes, even if you shecht an animal for a chayla, it's muta for baritit from it. Where you had a sick person in the house ready from before Shabbos. So if you had daft the shechter on Shabbos, therefore it's never muksa. So mevashel, and sometimes even if you cook for chayla, it's also for bori to eat from it. What's the case? Kogoyin shekotas loy delas. Let's say on Shabbos you had to cut off a pumpkin. So since at the beginning of Shabbos it was attached to the ground, that's a chomaduk muksa. So even if you have daft, it means nothing. That you can't be mechem since it was attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos. So even though you know you have a chol in the house, even if you pull it off on Shabbos, you let it cook for him, but a bori is not let eat from it, remain muksa for bori, since it was attached to the ground at the beginning of Shabbos. Omer Rav Dimi min Adori, Hilchos Avos Halacha, Hashech the chol of Shabbos, Mutu le bori, Biyumtza, that you shecht for a sick person on Shabbos, that's not muksa, and even a healthy person could eat the ruah. He's not allowed to cook it, but he could eat ruah, Biyumtza means he could eat the meat ruah. My time, what's the reason? Kivun diyesh le kazayis bosa. B'le shchita, since it's not possible to give even a kazayis of the meat for the chayla. unless you make a shkita on the animal. Is so ki koshoker abayta b'chela koshochet. When he shechts the animal, his whole purpose is only for this chela. And that's behetah. The guy says, konas afosh, there's a lot of shech for him. Therefore, even the bori is not eat from the meat. And mashal aloha, we don't hold from the yisra muksa. Muksa, it's not, like we said before, since it was a piece of meat before and still a piece of meat, it's not called the yafrasu. So we hold it's not called muksa. That hamavash or lechela b'shabbos, if you cook food, for some of the tzikon shabbos, also the bori, it's also for a healthy person to eat from that food. Why? Here we're afraid if you have leftovers so that the gzeira, if a bori can eat from it, you're afraid maybe at the beginning you'll add extra meat into the pot to cook up for the healthy person. So it's a gzeira that even though it was cooked to heter on Shabbos for cholo, a healthy person should not eat from it. Vashegi vashchiti can't be marba, because you have to make a shchiti even though for one kizayis you have to shech the animal. So there's no gzeira. But cooking up, it's a gzeira. Yeah. The Mishnah says, "Ashoicha b'magli yad." If you make a shechita with a magli yad, that's a small type of a knife. Rashi says it has two sides to the knife, and both sides really could cut with. Just one side is good, is kosher, and the other side has dents in it, is possible. So, but the yad, if you shech on the right side with this magli yad, this hand knife like, it's kosher. What about b'tzur? If you shech also with the yad with a sharp stone? Or else of a corner with a reed, such ketosak shera. But the other, the shkita is kasha. Now, hakel shechtim, anybody can make the shkita. Or liyorim shechtim, anytime you want, you can make the shkita. We'll see in the Gemara what the chiddush is. Or bakel shechtim, with anything you can make a shkita. But chutz, excluding minago kotir, that's this nago kotir. That type of a knife, Rashi says, Michael Kotzer, Shekotzim Baratua, a knife they eat, and it has a lot of pekimis, it has a lot of dents inside it, and they all turn towards one side. So therefore, that like cuts the neck, it rips it, it doesn't cut it. So Chutz Mi Michael Kotzer has dents, Via Megeva, that's a regular sore, also has a lot of dents in it, Via Shinaim, it can't take teeth. Rashi says, Atruv Melech Shabem, you have a jaw of a behemoth, and you want to make a shkita with its teeth, also it's no good. And we have tiperet huadin, if you have nails that are attached to the hand. And the reason is, the Mishnah's always last cases are, v'vnei shein chenkin, like only strangles it. Rashi says, shein chenkin, it doesn't really cut this simonim, el akurin, it only rips it, because of the pekimus of the knots, or the dent it has there. So these last three knives, these are possible. Now the Mishnah says, "Hashoichit mash medievadin." Only medievad make a shkita with the magli yad of a tzur v'konah. But the chilu can't make a shkita. So bishleim of the magli yad, I understand. No mosel lemevad be the gisa. We said a magli yad of this knife that has two sides to it. One side is kosher for shkita, and the other side is posel. So the chilu would tell you not to use such a knife because you may come to shech from the wrong side. So it's good why the chilu not. Ela tzur v'konah, the chilu loy, why not? What's wrong with shechting with a sharp stone or with a reed? Or you see, tell him the chilulah. We're going to have a question. It says, "Bakel shechting, you can shecht with anything. Bein b'tzur, whether it's a sharp stone, bein b'tzur with a piece of glass, bein b'krumi shakana, with a piece of reed." See, you must even look at chilulah. What to do with this? So now it says, "Lekasha, kan b'tolish, kan b'mechuber." If it's detached already from the ground, the reed, or the stone is already pulled out of the ground, out of the mountain, then you're allowed to make a shkita with it. But if it's still attached to the ground, that's al mishta, only b'diyevid, not the tefila. But says the Yomar of Kana, ha'ashoichu b'mechub l'kaka, if you shecht with a reed or something that's still attached to the ground, so Rebbe Pesel, Rebbe holds that's a psul, that's Rebbe, Rebbe Kama Nachla m'v'yikach esamachel, that's a posse for this, m'v'yikach esamachel, but Rebbe Chia Machshir, Chiyah says, no, it's kosher shechita. But at kan roko mashra b'chiyah le'b'diyad, only b'diyad, if you did it already. Avon l'chil aloi, but he agrees that l'chil, you should not make a shechita, that's something that's mechubra l'kaka. You should not make it. Yeah. That's l'chil shel Mishnah. That's only b'diyad, not b'chil. So when it says, b'maya kimta, who do you want to say Mishnah goes according to? Chiyah b'chiyah, u'diyad, that's only b'diyad, it's kosher, it's mechubra. If it's so, I'll hold it, and that we learned. Ba'akul shechtin, you can shecht with anything. Bein b'tolos, whether it's detached. Bein b'mechubah, whether it's attached. Ben shasaka lamala, whether the knife itself is on top of the animal, v'tzava ben lamata, and the neck of the animal is below, you're making the shechita knife up. Then the opposite, where shasaka lamata, he's shechting from the bottom. V'tzava ben lamala, the animal is hanging upwards, and you're on the bottom, is shechting upwards. So it's good. If someone, who does this mishnah, who does this person go like? V'chulei Rebbe, for le Rebbe Chia, doesn't like either of them. E Rebbe Chia, even according to Rebbe Chia, but Mechuba, it's only with the evidence kosher, not like a tchila. And here it's mashma like a tchila, bein betolah, bein b'mechuba. And he read, because according to Rebbe, the evidence namilei. Rebbe says, with Mechuba the karka, even with the evidence possible. Someone says, namilei, so we have to Rebbe Chia. So I feel like a tchila. Could Rebbe Chia hold, if it's Mechuba, even a tchila, you're not a shecht with it. If so, behind the Kemuflagi, but the evidence, why does our Mishnah say, or why is Rebbe Chiya on Yagi b'diyavid? Rebbe Chiya on Rebbe, it's Chiyash and Rebbe. That Rebbe says, it's Mamash Pesel. Benichnami, it's even Pesel Mediraisa. Because Rebbe Chiya, it could be it's even Mutlach Chila to Shecht, even though it's Mechuba. That's why Miyash of that price, it says, it's Mutlach Chila, it's Mechuba, goes according to Rebbe Chiya. But then our Mishnah is Shver. If so, the Yelam Afitin, if our Mishnah says, HaShoychit, only Diyavid in Achila Loi, man, who is our Mishnah go like? Le Rebbe, le Rebbe Chia. E Rebbe Chia, after the Chachili, tell him he'll even the Chili without a shepherd, it's Mechuba. And he Rebbe goes according to Rebbe, the Yevonam, Rebbe has Pasa Medi Raisa. So how can our Mishnah say, but the Yevon is Kasha? The Yevon Matai Vila Rebbe Chia. Our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Chia. The Afil Le Chachila, even the Chachili without a shech with the Mechuba the Karka. Or Mahnis Netoni HaShoychit, no, our Mishnah says HaShoychit, Rebbe, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. That b'diyevet is kosher and b'mechuba. Yes, the mechuba is a steer, a kosher, the Rebbe of the Rebbe, steer and Rebbe. Before we said Rebbe says it's possible, even b'diyevet. And now we're saying Rebbe says it's kosher and b'diyevet. Look, kosher. Kam b'mechuba mi'ikrei, kam b'tolosh l'mesel chidrei. If this reed was always attached, it was never detached yet, then it's possible b'diraisa. If the stone was never taken out of the mountain yet, then it's possible b'diraisa. That what our Mishnah says, b'diyevet is kosher, that's where it was once detached. Well, it was Seif Chidru, then later they attached it again to the ground. Well, me know, tell me how you know this, the Shonim Lem, the Mechuba, Mikro, and the Torah of Seif Chidru, the Tanim Lem like this. Ha-Shechit, the Mukhni, Shchitah, Sekshera. If you shech with the Mukhni, Rasher, it's the Galgol, Shekurim, here, that's part of the mill, the grinder. So Rasher says, Ha-Sakin, Chudu, Lemalo, the Sakin is on top. The Gilgul, the Shechat. So it says over there, Hashreka the Mukhni Shkhtasik Sheva, the Mechuba the Karka Shkhtasik Sheva, even if Mechuba the Karka is kosher. Then it says, No Yitzaka Mekos, you put a knife in the wall, the Shokhba Shkhtasik Sheva. Or Baha Yitzur Yitzim Mekos, let's say you have a stone sticking out of the wall, or you can't only make a little Shokhba Shkhtasik Psula. It's Psula. So it says, Kashin Adobi, Elash Ramino, Shonim Ben Mechuba Mikro, Tosun Sev Chibro Shma Mina. It's such a difference. Then the first part of it was